USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, it's up to you to open the government.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers, ahead of DACA recipients, ahead of border security, and ahead of stable and predictable government funding. Is that really a price that Democrats want to pay to prolong this episode, which they say they want to be over and done with?
Pelosi's response is the same thing we've been hearing for the last couple weeks.
Open up government.
The Supreme Court ruled that the Pentagon can start enforcing a Trump administration's order to limit transgender military service while the issue plays out in lower courts. The Supreme Court will probably not get the case until sometime next year. And the week-long teacher strike in Los Angeles is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing a loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
More and more federal workers are beginning to feel the heat from the partial government shutdown. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The partial federal government shutdown began exactly a month ago today, and the longer it goes on, the more it appears TSA workers are calling in sick in greater and greater numbers. This TSA worker at the Miami International Airport telling NBC News,
I showed up and another police showed up, and only 3 officers showed up. And on that shift, you're supposed to have, at maximum, give or take, 16 officers.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Pentagon to start enforcing the Trump administration's transgender ban. The order allows a limit on transgender military service while the issue plays out in the lower courts. The Supreme Court may not review the order until sometime next year. And singer Chris Brown is under arrest in Paris on suspicion of rape. French police say Brown and 2 other men were detained on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Texas pastor Romero Pena has been one of President Trump's most prominent Hispanic evangelical supporters and advisors since the 2016 presidential campaign. He was with President Trump down on the border last week and tells Fox News why the president is doing what he can and why the president needs to secure our borders.
There are many in the media that are saying this is a manufactured crisis all of a sudden. Multiple voices are saying that, and to bring truth to that misconception, many of us that are involved firsthand with the crisis need to speak to it, because the untold human suffering that's taking place really has hit a fever pitch. And it's been going on long before the president became president of the United States. And in fact, Barack Obama called it a humanitarian crisis.
The pastor also has a message for everyone in Washington, D.C.
Well, it should be obvious to any reasonable person that the criminal element openly and freely coming across our border, where we have effectively open borders, needs to be stopped. The drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the arms that are coming across making our communities more violent needs to be curtailed. And I just don't understand why any reasonable person would not want to put a stop to that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.